A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums. Sometimes.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And of course, we always ask you to please remember we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And please do reach out. We love to hear from you, especially now, as we continue discussions about allyship and anti-racism today. We want to hear from you.
Yeah. Kate.
Yes, Dory.
How are you doing with everything?
Well, you know, I feel like I have really been doing a lot of reflecting about steps, and we'll talk more about this, I think, on today's episode, but like steps I'm going to take to ensure that focusing on allyship and anti-racism is not something I drop the ball on. You know, I can see right now, myself included, and many of my fellow white people, we're all like, we're fired up and to do the work. And I really want to use this opportunity to reflect on how I'm going to sustain that for the rest of my life, but like for the next week, and then for the next month, and then for the next year. And what is that what does that look like to really make that commitment and approach it, not just have it be lip service and not have it be something I drop the ball on? Because, you know, what we all are understanding is that our white privilege allows us to just be like, to just like walk away and forget about it and go do something else. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not our. So anyway, so that has been something I have been really pondering and thinking about. And also I've really been thinking about how I can be more active locally in these efforts. Here in Los Angeles and in Los Angeles County in California, you know, yesterday I watched the LA Police Commissioner's Zoom meeting, and I listened for a long time as people called in to voice their concerns and their support of Black Lives Matter and support of defunding the police and asking the police chief to resign. And it really reminded me that, like, you know, I vote in local elections. I'm pretty aware of what's going on, and like, yet I am not aware at all, and there's a lot more work for me to do there. So that's something I've really been thinking about, is like, how can I act locally and in a larger picture, and how can I be impactful in my community?
Do you have some ways that you are going to be doing that?
Well, I think I need to first get a better understanding of like who our elected officials really are, what the, like, you know, I was like vaguely aware of our mayor's budget, but I was not aware about how much money they had allotted to go toward the police force. And you know, I just feel like I was coasting in a lot of ways. And I really need to do a better job of educating myself on our local politics and local activism. And also I know there are already people doing this work deeply. And like, how can I show up with my body and also show up with my wallet for the organizations that are, they're already doing the people are doing the work. I just need to now like educate myself on who that is and focus on that.
Totally.
I did attend a vigil in Pasadena, which is a city here in LA County, on Sunday night. And that was really powerful and really moving. And I'm glad I did that. And so I have been thinking of, you know, really focusing on showing up in that way physically as well.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I've been thinking about a lot is, you know, we hear so much about voting and voting in Democratic candidates and focusing our attention rightfully on getting Trump out of office. And yet I feel like we don't do a good enough job. And I'm saying we, and I mean, I should say I don't do a good enough job holding our Democratic political leaders accountable, because our mayor is a Democrat, our governor is a Democrat, and yet we have people being shot with rubber bullets in the streets and the police department breaking up peaceful protests violently, you know? So I think that it's not enough to just be like, oh, okay, we're going to elect a Democrat. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be held accountable also.
Yeah. And I 100% agree with you. And that is, I feel like, again, life's work and work I need to really be like a laser beam in on that I can do. So yeah, I appreciate that, Dora. I think that's really true. And I know this is something you've been thinking about. And you, obviously our children are very different in age, but you know, over here we've been having a lot of honest conversations as a family, and we always do that, but our kids are really aware of what's going on. We have talked to them about George Floyd, we have and police brutality, and you know, they understand we're under a curfew, a very strict curfew right now, and what has kind of been going on, and so those have been some really challenging but also positive conversations to have with them. And I think continuing to figure out how to not just work on my allyship, but how to be raising anti-racist allies is really another important focus.
Yes. I think that starts with us. Like, we need to interrogate our own biases and educate ourselves before we can start expecting our children to pick up this work.
That is a great, great point. That is a great point. We have to do the work in ourselves before we can be the leaders for our kids. I think that's a really good point.
Thank you. You know, you had mentioned on our last episode that you'd started following the Conscious Kid on Patreon. You started supporting the Conscious Kid on Patreon. And
yes,
I recently did too. And I think they're a great resource. They also have a really great Instagram. And I think they're a great resource for kids of all ages. I mean, one thing that I've been thinking about is, you know, Henry's really young. He's only 13 months old. I can't start trying to teach him like critical race theory, but I can start doing a lot of things that will hopefully kind of imbue him with an anti-racist perspective. And I think, you know, that starts with a few things. I think that starts with trying to make sure that he is, that his social circle is more diverse. His social circle right now is pretty much, I mean, well, right now it's nobody because we are in the time of the time of the COVID. But, you know, I think about the babies that he knows, and they're all babies that I took Mommy and Me classes with, and there were no Black women in either of the Mommy and Me classes that I took. There were a couple women of color, but there were no Black women. One of the classes was held at a space that is run by a Black woman, Erica Chidi Cohen, who we had on the podcast. But, you know, I think about that, and we had started taking him to an indoor play space called Little Play Society that is owned by two Black moms. And I was really heartened to see that the crowd there was much more diverse than any of the other spaces that I had been taking him to. And so I think when things get back to some semblance of normal, I want to be much more thoughtful and deliberate about the places I take him to and the people I expose him to. And am I only taking him to predominantly white spaces? And how can I change that?
Yeah. Have you been reflecting on how you were raised and the communities that you were raised in?
Yeah. And what's interesting is, like, the community I was raised in was relatively diverse. There's a tweet going around on Twitter the other day asking when people had their first Black teacher. And, you know, a lot of the responses were really depressing. Like, a lot of them were like, I never had a Black teacher, or I had my first Black teacher when I was like a junior in high school. And like, I had my first Black teacher in first grade, and the principal of my elementary school was Black, and my second grade teacher was Black. And, you know, and I had Black friends growing up. And then I feel like as I got older, my world got less diverse, I think. And now I'm trying to like course correct. So if anything, I feel like I was raised with a more diverse outlook. And then I think partly because of the industry that I work in, I don't know. And partly because of my own complacency, I haven't sought out diverse spaces as much as I should have.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot to really parse, right?
Does that resonate with you at all?
I had the opposite experience. You and I grew up not far apart from each other, but I grew up in a very white community. I honestly don't know when I had my first Black teacher. It's possible it was college. And that gives me a deep pause, and also a lot of shame, and how I am going to use that not to like sit and dwell, but to really make active change.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I grew up in an incredibly, incredibly white space. That was my experience as a kid, and I like it took me a long time to understand that it was not just like it was a bubble, a white bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that is something I am. And it was also an affluent bubble. So as I have raised my children and as I continue to raise them, I think about that a lot, that their understanding of differences and, you know, I did not know. And I reflect on that with a lot of shame, and I'm trying to change that shame into something that actually does good instead of just, mm-hmm. you know, like dwelling in it. Anyway,
totally.
I could go on and on about it.
No, I mean, I think these are really important things for us to think about, both as people, how we can diversify our own worlds and our own spaces and our own outlooks, and also for our children.
Yeah. And the space that we have here on our podcast.
Totally. Totally. And one of the baby steps I'm taking for Henry is trying to make sure that he has a diverse array of books. Mm-hmm. He loves books. He loves reading. He loves when we read to him. And I just want to make sure that the people and the stories that are represented in the books that we read to him reflect the diversity of the world. And so one thing that I did yesterday was I bought four, and I plan on buying more, but I started with four board books by Black and Indigenous authors. And we will post these on the website. One is called My Heart Fills with Happiness. One is called Little You. One is called 1098. And then the other is called Peekaboo Morning. And The Conscious Kid has a really great list of books, children's books, to support conversations on race, racism, and resistance. And, you know, a lot of them are intended for older children, but there are board books that exist. And also, you know, one of the other things I've been thinking about is, like, not every book has to have an overt message that is like, I am teaching you how to be anti-racist. Like, we should still be reading Black stories, period.
Mm-hmm. Totally. With our kids and also in our own lives.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we should be consuming Black media. Because our worldviews should be diverse. So it's not just about, although people should read Ijoma Oluo's book, so you want to talk about race, and, you know, all those other books that people are talking about right now, I think it's also really important to consume Black literature that are novels, like watch movies made by Black filmmakers. Like, I think those are also super important.
Oh, yes. 100%.
You know, I'm trying to also buy books from Black owned bookstores. And there is a Black owned bookstore in LA that's been around for, I think, for over 50 years, called Isawan Books. And I ordered Henry's books from there. And I'm going to make a commitment to buy more books from Black owned bookstores going forward.
I love that. We'll include that link too.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a short break.
Great.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we have returned.
We have a couple voicemails from listeners that we wanted to share and discuss.
Hi, Forever 35. This is Molly calling from Chicago. I just stumbled upon some information about utilizing Sephora points to make a donation to the National Black Justice Coalition. So 500 points equals $10, 1,000 points equals $20, and 1,500 points equals $30. So if anybody, any of your listeners have points stored up, or if you have points stored up and you are looking to put them to a cause instead of using them on all of those travel things that we definitely don't need right now, those little tiny samples, this is a great and very Forever 35 appropriate way to make a donation and make a difference. Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
Someone brought this up in the Facebook group too, and I was like, oh my gosh, like what an amazing way to use your Sephora points.
Uh-huh. It's great. And so we got this voicemail. I had not heard of this. We got the voicemail. I Googled this. Then I went into my Sephora app, and this is indeed happening, which is amazing. I have 1,048 Sephora points. So I can change those 1,000 points into a $20 donation.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this too.
Now, I don't think you have to make a purchase. I think you can just shift your points over to make a donation. I, of course, then got like sucked into possibly buying something because that is how my brain works. But I couldn't confirm this, but I don't think you need to make a purchase to donate your points. And then I had another thought, which was that like would be a great thing for Sephora to do all the time.
Yeah, that was my question. Is this just something that Sephora is doing in this moment, or is this something that Sephora has done?
I don't know. My educated guess would be that it is for a limited period of time. And so my thought was that if you like this, which I do, I was going to reach out to Sephora and say, I love this as an option for my points. I would love to do this all the time rather than getting like, samples. This is a great, I just think this is such a cool way to put your Sephora spending to.
Yeah, that's really cool.
A better place than a tiny lipstick.
Totally.
So totally. Very into this. Thank you, listener, for sharing, because I was not aware of this, so I'm very excited.
So it's 10 points. No, sorry. 500 points is a $10 donation. 1,000 points is a $20 donation. 1,500 points is a $30 donation.
Yes. Now, have you checked your Sephora points lately, Dory?
No, but I can do that right now.
I mean, look, let's get on this. This is a live podcast of Dory checking those Sephora points.
Oh, yeah. I almost never use my points because, oh my gosh, Kate.
What?
I have so many points.
Okay.
There's never anything I want.
I had just over 1,000. How many do you have?
I have 3,590 points.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. I wonder if you can make two donations with that. You said 3,190?
No, I said 3,590.
Oh my gosh. Well, if Sephora lets you commit all those points to donations, that's $70.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So I just added that. I wonder if I can do it again. This is so exciting. Okay. So I did one donation. Let's see if I can do another one.
I really love
this. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Did it work?
I'm adding it to my basket. Okay.
I love this live
charity
play-by-play.
Reward National Black Justice Coalition. Another $30. Okay. Done.
Dory. That was awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Oh, wait. I can do another one. I can do another 500 point. Another 500 pointer.
You did 30, 30, and then 10 bucks.
Oh. I can't do. Okay, now it's not letting me check out with just the 500 point thing.
Okay.
I have to buy something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, interesting.
All right. So I will deal with that later. But I was able to do two rewards for $30 each, 1,500 points each. See, I knew I was saving my points for something.
Yeah, that, like, who knew? That was why. Well, I will tell you, I'm going to do that later today. I just also need to purchase this boob mask that I have sitting in my cart that we have talked about on a previous episode. And I was going to get some Briogeo shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Will you send me the boob mask that you're doing so I can buy it too? And maybe we can boob mask it up together.
I will. I mean,
Dory. not like together.
No, we could do it together IRL.
But like, yeah. Well, not, we can't do it IRL, but we can do it like on Instagram or something.
You know, it would be the peak of awkward is if the first time we see each other after the coronavirus separation, which is now going on to like its third month of not seeing each other, we boob mask together.
I mean, there's something poetic about that.
There is, isn't there? It's, we really just podcast live with our boob masks
really
on.
Really is.
All right.
Okay. So we have another voicemail, right?
Yes, we do.
Hi, Kate and Dory. It's Kelly calling from Minneapolis. It's about 11 p.m. here, and we are on our, oh gosh, I think fifth night of curfew. It's been 6 days since George Floyd was murdered. No, a week. Today's been a week. And I am just calling, I don't know. I was listening to the mini app and taking it after I took a shower and putting on my face potions and just thinking about, fuck, this is really hard. And then I go into this spiral of white guilt around how easy I have it ultimately in life, and yet how scary it is to be living in this city right now, even though I 150% support everything that, you know, this uprising is doing. And I just don't know really how others are holding space for, like, doing anti-racist work and also feeling, you know, fearful. There was a fire a mile away from my house last night. Things seem to really be heating up in my neighborhood, especially these days or today. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. And I'm also not wanting to amplify a white voice. But perhaps it's something that can be discussed on the podcast is how do we as white women, I think, both take care of ourselves and also make sure that we're not centering ourselves in this discussion and, you know, putting our own fears and anxieties before those of Black people and people of color who, for whom this is sort of a daily life occurrence. So I hope you are both safe and well. I appreciate all the work that you are doing to work on your own, do your own anti-racist work. And for speaking out about things. So thank you and be safe and take care. Bye.
Thank you for this question.
How do we do the work? How do we not center ourselves? I think those were kind of the two questions I pulled from that. Did I miss one, Dory?
I think she was also asking sort of more generally, how do we do the work while also not letting this overwhelm us? Mm. And how do we not let our white guilt paralyze us? Because I hear a lot of, I don't even know where to start. I'm afraid of doing the wrong thing. And I think that's a dangerous sentiment.
Go on.
Because I think there are a lot of things everyone can be doing. And now it's easier than ever to find those things. And you don't have to be on the front lines of the protests to help affect change. You can be on the front lines of the protests, and I hope some of our listeners are. But there are other ways that you can help bring about systemic change. And those are like at our fingertips right now, like literally a Google search away.
Yes.
You know, I just feel like it's not the I don't know where to start excuse is just like not an excuse, in my opinion. And I'm not saying that this listener was saying that. I this is more broadly some of the sentiment I've been hearing.
Totally. And I think, you know, there are so many, like you said, Dory, so many people who are educating in this area. And I think there are so many offerings that are accessible if you have some time in your day. I wanted to share two of them that I have found recently. One is something you and I are both doing, which I'm so excited about, which is Nicole Cardoza's Anti-Racism Daily Action. And Nicole is a yoga teacher and an educator and a real change agent. She's really cool. I've followed her on Instagram for a long time and have now signed up for her Patreon and for this daily action. And it's something you get every day to do. And I think these small actions that we do can also make great impact. Another thing that was recently brought to my attention is something created by two women, Brianna Wallace and Autumn Gupta, and it's called June Justice. And it is an incredibly thorough Google Doc that gives you different daily options of anti-racism education and information based on how much time you want to spend doing that learning. So they have a 10-minute a day syllabus, a 25-minute a day syllabus, and a 45-minute a day syllabus. Syllabi
is plural,
is the
singular, yes.
Thank you. I forget my Latin. We will link to this document, and I have actually reached out to them to see if there is a way, like a Venmo link for them or anything like that. And if I find out, I will share that as well. But it's amazing. So people have basically done the work for us, and now we just have to like click the link. So the things are out there. I agree with you, Dory. It is a Google away. People have put the resources together and have been doing it for a long time. So it's really on us to do the work.
Yep. Did we answer all of her questions? Now I'm not sure.
How do you not center yourself?
I think
that is something to call in and check in with yourself. And I think if someone points it out to you, and this is something I'm thinking about, say thank you. Like, say thank you for that feedback, right? Like, someone is taking the effort to share that with you. You can take it, you hear it, you appreciate it, and then you move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we will center ourselves in this. Like, isn't that what white supremacy is? And so, I mean, isn't that not what it is, but isn't that part of it, right? And that's ingrained in us. So,
That's part of the unlearning.
Yes. I know it's something I am going to be unlearning forever.
Yeah.
So I see you, listener. And I think like it is, we will make mistakes, but don't let that stop you from doing the work, because the work to make this change is more important.
Yeah. All right. Let's take another short break. And we will be back.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
All right, we are back. So on Instagram the other day, we posted, I guess you could call it a call to action, that says, choose one tangible action you can do today to support the movement for Black Lives, and post it in the comments for public accountability. And it was posted originally on Twitter by a woman named Carla Bruce Eddings. And she, I believe she works for Catapult Books. And so we posted that, and we shared what our, yes, she's a senior publicist at Catapult. We shared our accountability, our support and our accountability. You know, we donated $1,000 to Campaign Zero, Black Lives Matter, Bail Project, the Loveland Foundation, and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, which we mentioned on the previous episode. And a lot of people commented with their actions. So we wanted to share some of them, and hopefully give the rest of you some ideas for actions that you can take.
Yeah, I was really appreciative that so many people shared.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one I like. Join the NAACP. Another one, responding to several friends of friends and family on Facebook that I usually wouldn't talk to try to correct things and help them understand.
That's a good one. I also liked sending a letter to my corporate office as penned and provided by Rachel Cargill, and buying diverse and anti-racist kids books from Black-owned bookstores for my kids, and to distribute to little free libraries throughout my majorly white neighborhood. I love that.
Mm. I emailed the LA mayor and my district council person demanding they adopt the people's budget to try to bring about true police reform in this city.
Stood up to my father-in-law's public post today and purchased 3 children's books from a Black-owned bookstore in LA.
Peaceful protest.
I am asking my white friends in the health and wellness space to subscribe to the newsletter Pause by Alicia Fornaret. It highlights Black and Indigenous people of color resources in these spaces. And as professionals, we should do better to know and refer to our colleagues of color.
Someone said, I had a long overdue conversation with my husband about how we can be better, researched local Black-owned businesses that I can support, researched and ordered several age-appropriate books on diversity and racism for my baby, called out some people on social media for condemning the riots and not the murder.
I attended a sit-in at our state capitol here in Minnesota and shared lists of organizations to donate in my community, as well as Black-owned restaurants to support. I also donated to help rebuild a local organization helping to empower Native youth that was burned down.
Wrote to our police chief and supported Black-owned business, Hana Beauty, after listening to today's episode.
Oh,
that's in reference to another podcast episode we did this
week. Yeah.
Cool.
Committing to spending at least 15% of our monthly budget at Black-owned businesses. This is something that I would like to, like, some version of this I would like to do.
That's really cool. Someone wrote, I read another chapter of So You Want to Talk About Race.
Currently watching BET's programming tonight featuring Black voices sharing their reflections on the murder of George Floyd and the protests.
Lots of people are sharing donations that they've made to the Bail Fund, to Black Lives Matter, to the ACLU, NAACP, which is awesome, to the Loveland Foundation.
Yeah, I would also say if it's within your means and you can set up a recurring donation, I think those are especially helpful for organizations.
Yeah. Indeed. And Dori, I think I so appreciate people sharing these. And I think what it inspires personally for me is the reminder that we can do things every day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something, again, that I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, but like that I really want to personally focus on is the extended life work of this, of anti-racism.
Yeah.
Well, Dori, I'm really grateful to get to talk to you about these things.
Same. And I'm excited that we get to continue this conversation with each other and with our listeners.
Yeah. So thank you for everyone who has weighed in, reached out, and please continue to do so. And we really appreciate it.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye.